Back to the phones we go on Open Line Friday. This is Bob in Callahan, Florida. Thank you for calling, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, Rush, how are you?
Good, sir.
Great to talk to you. Hey, listen, you know, I've been wanting to call for a while. I'm kind of nervous, so just bear with me here.
I will, though.
This thing with Bill Moyers,
yes,
it goes a lot deeper than Bill Moyers, but my problem is that every time that I see you on the air, on like mainstream media or, you know, anywhere you're quoted on the mainstream media, you're misquoted. And the reason why I know this is because I was telling your screener that I was in a conference in New York City, and on one of the monitors there, they didn't have it, you know, they didn't have the sound up, but I saw your face and I saw Michael J. Fox's name on there, and so when I heard the news, I heard what they were talking about, and then immediately I went to your website, and here's the deal, is that any of these media people can go to your website, if they're blind, if they're deaf, they can go to your website and they can get exactly what you said, word for word. You don't leave anything out of your website on your daily shows, and even if you go back to your archives, you can listen to exactly what you said, and there is never any reason for them to take you out of context. And these people are supposed to be professional reporters. I just don't understand it. If little old me can walk to my computer within 10 minutes and find out exactly what you said, you know, why isn't it they can? I mean, I know the answer to that, but...
I'm reminded of the Pew poll that shows vast majorities of the American people think that there is bias, inaccuracy, and in the drive-by media, and the drive-by media really doesn't care about the people that are their customers, consumers, that they're reporting for, working for. In this case, you are absolutely right. We have marveled at this ourselves for years. How difficult is it, especially... The drive-bys don't listen to this. Well, they probably do, but they'd never admit it. But most of them probably don't. You know, there's one website where they go to find out what was happening on this program, what was said.
Yeah, I know.
Media Matters for America. It's a Hillary Clinton front group funded by George Soros. And its purpose is to take things out of context here and misreport and cast aspersions. The drive-by media chooses a website to find out what I said, but it's not mine.
Yeah, but, you know, all they have, any reasonable person, I mean, even on, see, now I've been a subscriber to your website.
I know, it defies,
the beginning.
Defies explanation. Other than they don't want me to be reported upon accurately because they are trying to harm my credibility. They cannot beat people like me in the arena of ideas, Bob.
Yeah, but they can't. Do that with somebody like me who's a regular listener.
Well, I'm not saying they succeed at it, but they've been trying for 19 years to discredit me in the eyes of people like you. And
yeah, but even the people that disagree with you, even the people that don't you think a reasonable person that disagrees with you even can go to the free site? I'm not sure about your free site.
You would be stunned at how many don't. You would be stunned at how many fringe kook Democrats refuse. They don't want to know. They live in a cocoon. They got a worldview.
I have a whole family.
Well, then you know
who does this.
You got it. They have a worldview. They live in a cocoon. The image of conservatives is A, B, C, D, and E. Image of Limbaugh, F, G, H, I, J, K. And now, anything that challenges that, they don't want to expose themselves to.
Yeah, but isn't this part of a bigger picture? If they're going to lie about you when they know that I can go check.
If they're going to run phony photos during the Hezbo-Israeli war, as they did, Photoshop photos, and they're running phony photos about a Russian mission to the North Pole, if they're not going to report on people like me or President Bush or anybody else accurately, then why would you trust anything else?